Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Thank you to Mr. Forteau. What the footnote, the cases in footnote 17 are trying to, or sorry, yeah, 17, are trying to illustrate is that there are some about the compatibility with the international legal system or principles derived from national legal systems, that they must be compatible with the framework of the international legal system and the conditions for its application exist. And there are some cases where initially the in the decision the tribunal mentions that there at prima facie there could be seen as an incompatibility, but the tribunal goes on and finds out that there is no incompatibility. And for example, in the issue of the appeals chamber in the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, concludes that consequently the separation of powers element of requirement that the tribunal be established by law finds no application in an international law setting, but then, taking into account human rights conventions and decisions by human rights bodies, the same appeals chamber consider that what mean established by law means in the international legal system means in accordance with the rule of law. So in this sense, there is a difference, one for domestic courts and the other is for the international criminal law, so those are different settings. And the important thing is that the tribunal takes some elements of the principle, common principle found in national legal systems and interprets and get those applicable elements in the international legal system. Thank you.